Harvard University has reported exceptional growth in its giant $19 billion endowment fund, but some alumni say Harvard is paying too much to the people who manage that money. As NPR's Tovia Smith reports, some of those managers earned more than $30 million last year.
Terry Bennett started at Harvard College in 1960 as a poor kid trying to make ends meet by rebuilding VW Beetles. He ended up, 30 years later, a successful physician with what had grown into a world-class car collection. In 1991, Bennett sold his cars and gave the money to Harvard, hoping the school would use it to make more scholarships available to students. His gift was $4 million. Years later, Bennett found out that Harvard was paying almost 10 times that amount to one of the guys who manages the school's endowment.
Jiminy Christmas, how in the world can anybody justify that kind of greed in the middle of a charity that's designed to help a university and its students? How?
Bennett is one of a growing number of alumni and students outraged by what they see as corporate executive greed creeping onto campus, a la Enron. Another alumnus, author William Strauss, says the high pay at Harvard is especially offensive, coming amid layoffs of office workers and campus protests over what Harvard is paying its service employees.
It is not a pretty sight for Harvard to pay someone who handles its endowment money, $35 million, and then have to tell the cafeteria workers and the security workers and the laundry workers that they can't afford to give them more of a living wage.
But Harvard officials call such criticism naive. Yes, they're paying their top two managers a total of almost $70 million, but as Harvard Management Company President Jack Meyer points out, they earn the school 10 times that amount. Meyer says Harvard is simply paying what it has to keep talented investors.
There is no doubt that we could find managers who would agree to manage our money for less than what we pay our portfolio managers. There's no doubt that the Boston Red Sox could find people to play for them for less than what they pay their current roster. The question is, how many games would they win? We know the answer to that.
Unlike most other universities who have Wall Street firms manage their money, Harvard does the job in-house, and because it's a nonprofit, it has to disclose what its top earners are making. But the Wall Street investors who handle other schools' money are making as much or more than Harvard's investors, according to John Griswold, who's with the research arm of Common Fund, a group that manages assets for nonprofits.
The compensation arrangement is somewhere in the chain. It's outside, it's more hidden. Somebody's being paid that kind of money somewhere. Good performance over time does not come cheaply.
And Harvard's performance is better than good, Griswold says. Their return was 12.5% last year, far above the average of 3%. But even if economically the end justifies the means, even Harvard concedes it's got itself a public relations problem, and that may start to hurt fundraising. A group of students from the class of 69, including Yale University sociology professor Jeffrey Alexander, is urging other alumni to withhold donations.
This is a kind of flagrant violation of the values that a lot of us have and hope Harvard will stand for. And it just brought Harvard into a kind of absurd position of seeming to endorse an uncontrolled greed.
The issue is also stirring some protest on campus, but there are some in this generation of Harvard students who take a much less idealist view of the whole salary issue. As one student put it, that's why so many people here today want to be investment bankers. Another student, freshman Jeff Dubin, says he's bothered by the low salaries paid to service workers, but he's more accepting of the high salaries paid at the top.
I mean, Harvard isn't an institution of morality. It's not an institution of justice. It's a real company. They certainly do have to do what's in their monetary interest. There's no doubt about that.
Harvard officials say they are looking again at their compensation formula and may tinker with it. But Jack Meyer says Harvard's bonus system is already more demanding than most. For example, it holds back money from investors who don't keep outpacing the market year after year. So while some find fault with the high salaries, Meyer says the fault is ultimately not Harvard's.
Our system is sound, but if at the end of the day you feel that it's just way too much money, and I, by the way, I think you would feel that about any money manager who has a good performance record, they're all making too much money. And perhaps, ultimately, that's the problem. Society hasn't figured this out quite right, but I can't fix that problem.
Ironically, Meyer points out, if Harvard stops investing itself and sends the job to Wall Street, salaries would be no less outrageous, but there may be less outrage, since no one would necessarily know what the top investors are making. Tovia Smith, NPR News.